And welcome to our first panel, which is on the subject, Streams of Social Justice in American Political Thought. And we have three distinguished speakers that will address various aspects of this subject. And I think the papers will follow up very nicely on Sam Gregg's really, I think, magnificent keynote last night, as good a speech as I've ever heard in at a Philadelphia Society meeting. Social justice is, has rightly, I think, been called one of the God terms of contemporary discourse. It's a trump card. It is the unanswerable appeal in our political discourse. And as such, it undergirds a lot of very bad policy, a lot of disingenuous policy. It's the agent of power grabs, since only the government can adjudicate questions of social justice and ascertain what is or is not in accordance with the standards of social justice. It pollutes our discourse with self-congratulation and recrimination all at the same time. But rather than flail away at an easy target, our speakers are going to present us with three sets of, I think, constructive questions. The first set: what do we mean by the term social justice? Is this, what kind of term is this? Is it merely a confused term? Is it an oxymoron, like moderate jihadist? Is it a category error, like intelligent strawberry, in which the modifier and the noun are in completely different categories and therefore not really susceptible of the one modifying the other? Or, as I think Sam Gregg suggested last night, and has in other things of his that I've read, is there a way that social justice is an appropriate term, but only if it's rightly understood, as Tocqueville would say, under the canopy of a coherent and rational standard of general justice? And therefore, is there a way of understanding social justice that doesn't need to be completely dismissive of it, but that sees it in a context of trade-offs against other concerns and other considerations? So that's the first set of questions. What do we mean by social justice? And is there a legitimate use of the term, or should we simply banish it or try to from our discourse, which I think is also a serious option? Second set of questions is, why is this concept confused or otherwise so appealing to so many people? Why would freedom-loving people assent so readily and obsequiously to such a concept? And third, what kind of rhetorical appeals can we make to counter it? How can we persuade people who buy into whatever they think it is that social justice means, that they're buying something false, something deceiving, something pernicious? So these, I think, are three of the concerns that our speakers are going to bring to this question. The first of our speakers is Thomas Patrick Burke. Patrick Burke was a professor of religion at Temple University for 29 years, retiring in 1996, author of many books, including The Reluctant Vision, The Fragile Universe, No Harm, Ethical Principles for a Free Market, and a college textbook called The Major Religions. In 2002, in response to the events of 9/11, he established a research institute concerning the encounter of the West and the Western conceptions of a free society with the traditional world. This is the Wynwood Institute, of which he is president. And he's also, I want to add, the author of a book called The Concept of Justice, which I didn't mention in the list of his publications. This is his most recent book, subtitled, Is Social Justice Just? And it's a very powerful, well-reasoned, quite comprehensive look at the concept of social justice. I think nobody has done the concept more justice than our speaker. So welcome, please, Thomas Patrick Burst.